Monday, August 8th, 2016. It's about 2:15 p.m. I'm up here on my San Gabriel Mountains high elevation hike. I'm coming down right now from this one peak. And there's a few things I want to comment on. I found myself yesterday, a couple of things. You know, trying to read Brothers Karamazov again. That's Dostoevsky's classic. And because there's a number of themes in it, a number of stories in it that are important, but the quality of the writing, the quality of the reading depends a great deal on the translator and their skills. And I just don't really care for this translation. I think it's pretty hard to translate well, to make it engaging. I think the Russians, Germans have a different way of formulating ideas and laying out, you know, sentences and paragraphs and pages. It's just more complex, and it is probably difficult to make it engaging in the English language. But so I was reading some of that. I got bored with the writing. The vocabulary, it was Constance Gannett was the translator, and a page or two in, I wasn't terribly interested. And then I have another book on the Depression, or maybe it's, I think it might be called When Money Dies, or that is a name of a book on my wish list, but it's about the hyperinflation experience in Weimar Germany. And I believe it was written in the last couple of years. The guy is an excellent writer. Very good vocabulary. I found myself having to look up some words to reacquaint myself with some words and phrases that I had forgotten. Just the style is just much more engaging and appealing. And even though it's a non-fiction work of nonfiction, the writing is much more sustaining for me. And then I watched an episode or two of Continuum, which is by the Sci-Fi Channel. It's about some time machine, and it's a cop trying to get the bad guys, and it's got a lot of interesting stuff in it. But here's what I wanted to, and I have some negatives to say about it too, but I won't get to it now. But between those things and maybe reading a political article or two at Zero Hedge, which is a political and financial website that has a pretty good comments section. And it was very clear to me that you have a choice, either to allow someone else's dream, someone else's vision to inhabit you, to fill you, to take up your time and energy, or you can use that same exact mental focus and time and energy to project your own vision onto the world and to create something for other people to digest, to read, to view, to listen to. It's a very important distinction. because most people lead passive lives where they don't produce much, maybe a child or two, but don't even give a whole lot of authentic attention to that. And then they just, on a given evening from 7 until 11, or whatever it is they, whenever it is they have free, they will just immerse themselves in a sitcom or in a television series. And really just shut down and let someone else's dream inhabit them. The problem with this is that that dream doesn't come from you. It is not indigenous or inherent in you. It's artificially projected, and there's often, you know, there'll have to be some resonances, you know, some similarities, you know. It's human beings, it's good guys, bad guys, maybe the language is the same that you speak, certain storylines are comprehensible to you, but still it's colored by another person or a corporate agenda or a political agenda. And yes, we learn a lot by viewing and listening and reading the work of other people, but I want to say very clearly that you need also to create yourself. You know, create something for other people to consume. That is, you need to be the source of the creation, the source of what you consume, the source for, I don't know, your own dreams. And you know, not everyone is a gifted writer, not everyone is a gifted speaker, not everyone's a gifted painter or movie director or actor. So I'm not sure where this impulse to be authentic and true to yourself, you know, where does that take you in, you know, if those particular avenues are not appropriate for you. And I would say that then you're going to express yourself through some other vehicle. But it's not going to be passively imbibing the product of another person. And so maybe that would be where people become gardeners. You know, it's your yard, it's your vegetable garden, it's your flower garden, it is your hedges and your rose bushes and your, you know, the topiary, the trees, whatever it is that, you know, and that's where you exert your truth. And then, honestly, you know, there's a lot of people who do good things with their kids. I won't discount that. You don't have to be an artist to be a creative and helpful parent. But then, you know, the genius is trying to then be a support so that your kids can learn how to be truthful to themselves and to be self-fulfilling dynamos. Because I would say that, in a sense, the watching of TV, the listening to radio, the reading of books is all being, anti-spiritual in a way, because the spiritual experience, that crescendo of insight and feeling and awareness that people seek, that is at its best self-sustaining and revolutionary to the physical, subtle, psychological body. There needs to be an inherent will to pursue this inward experience. And then, you know, to manifest it. And I think that will, that desire, is diluted by these external focuses. I remember very clearly living in an apartment in Berkeley when I was in college, and I lived with a Quaker family. I was in their basement, but from my basement, I believe I still had a view. You know, those are hills, Berkeley Hills. I remember this older man with like zero personality. You know, he was pretty much a handyman, but just quiet, but listened to the radio like all day long. And I didn't really think much of it. I just know that it was foreign to me. You know, now, I mean, I just wasn't used to, certainly in my own case, I was not listening, I had no interest in listening to talk radio. None at all. Nor do I recall my family listening to the radio much. But, I don't know what to say about that, except that, you know, at a later point in my life, I think when my intention was to distract myself from myself, then these various compulsions to consuming media, you know, became more pronounced in me. And then just on a central nervous system aspect, you know, bringing the energy up into your head to focus on, especially, I would say, reading and movie watching. Radio doesn't have quite the same clogging effect in the brain. You know, those also can, you know, that focus on the central nervous system, on intellectual or central nervous system processing of inputs, it can also imbalance the body-mind. And at some points in your development, that will be important to be aware of. So, I don't think I have much more to say on that. I guess this is unrelated, but still perceptions. This morning I was super, I mean, I went to bed early because I think they were doing some electrical work, and so our power was shut off for the night from 10 p.m. or so till, I don't know, at 9 a.m. it was still off. But I woke up this morning and felt like pain in my head and just very incoherent. Not so much intellectually, you know, it's not that I couldn't process anything intellectually. It was like this notion of, it's almost like a meta level of who I am, was in disarray, in flux. And some people can be very, can be uncomfortable with that. And in fact, when I'm like that, I tend to masturbate or do something, you know, or eat something to try to bring my attention back to my body. In fact, I did masturbate, this morning just to try to get a better sense of myself. Didn't really help a whole lot. But what I want to say is sometimes you need to do something rather drastic to bring, to anchor your attention again. But if you really analyze it in your own case, if you're thinking pretty clearly, but you're just not able to sustain focus, and you feel kind of metaphysically incoherent, That's not necessarily a bad sign. In fact, there are many times when I've persisted through these episodes, and then in the course of a long hike or a nap or whatever it is, or perhaps it was just, some fecal matter passing through your colon, which for me causes an existential crisis, like every time it happens, it's like, either do I come or do I have a bowel movement? But, I would just say, if you can, just take it, just persist with it and hang on to that. Try to be at peace with the incoherence, because what that's doing, in the best case scenario, is it's allowing your self-identity to shift some and be in a state of flux, so that a higher order of thought and of will and of identity can emerge. And I've had a number of times when that's been the case. I remember especially before the EMF, electromagnetic, before I became electromagnetically sensitive, that I would go for days like this, 2 or 3 weeks in between orgasms. And there would be days when I would be just wrestling with a desire to destroy myself somehow. And then I would reach some incredible clarity. But there have been other times when, there are certain concrete things that needed to be done, write a paper for school, write an IEP for the workplace, whatever it is, something that I didn't want to do, and being especially sensitive was preventing me from being able to do it, that overeating, masturbating, taking it, having a good sleep, whatever it is, but doing something to ground myself into my body and make me a little bit less sensitive allowed me to be more productive in a material sense. And you have to weigh that yourself, determine, what the right path is, because it's a constant tension between worldly productivity and spiritual growth. And I wish, there have been many times that I've wished to have had a sponsor, a patron, back in the mid-90s when I was going through this, a lot of this hardship, and then continuing through today. I would have produced a lot more, I would have transcribed all my microcassettes by now, instead of having them sit in storage and degrade. You know, who knows if they'll even be, you know, if I'll even be able to listen to them, you know, if there'll be enough audio captured on them by the time I get around to transcribing. You know, it's already been 20 years. So, you know, but it is what it is, and I'm as productive as I can be. I just have to accept that. Over and out.